Live on DAZN Worldwide, May 2nd and 3rd, Garcia versus Romero and Canelo versus Skull. Friday from 6 p.m. Eastern, Garcia returns in a history-making Times Square takeover. 24 hours later, Saturday from 7 p.m. Eastern, King Canelo faces undefeated Skull for the undisputed crown. May 2nd and 3rd, a knockout weekend of boxing. Pick one or go all in for only $90 exclusively on DAZN. Buy now at DAZN.com/boxing.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Have a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets, the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
All right, welcome back to the show. We are talking here about crime, which unfortunately is a subject all too often, but there is a new task force that's been put together on a regional basis to try to impact that. And we've got Lake St. Louis Police Chief Chris DiGiuseppe on the phone right now. Chief, good morning to you.
Morning, Mark. Thanks for having me. I appreciate
it. Hey, thank you for giving me some time early this morning. I saw this headline yesterday, and I know that it struck me as familiar because you guys have already been doing something like this in St. Charles County already, right?
We have, yeah, we have. We implemented this some years back. All of our police chiefs came together and said, "Hey, we need to do something." We saw the background 2020. As we came through COVID and that, we saw a spike in crime, especially stolen vehicles and thefts from vehicles and such by about 65%. We said we need to do something. So we put together this collaborative effort, and actually it worked. We since then, we've reduced auto thefts by 44%, thefts from vehicles by 57%. And that, along with our drug task force, we've even seen a reduction in overdose deaths from 23 to 24 by about 61-62%.
Chief, you mentioned it sounds like it's been effective, and that's kind of why you guys are basing it off of that existing task force. You mentioned a couple of the things you guys were targeting, which was like auto theft and theft from vehicles, things like that. Or will there be similar things you'll be targeting with this latest task force, or is it more widespread, just crime in general?
Yeah, absolutely. It should be the same things, but you know what we found is that leads to a lot of other a lot of other crime that we address. Additionally, I mean drugs and weapons offenses, things like that. Fugitive warrants, violent fugitive warrants and such. But what we find is when we look at these property crimes, they often lead to other violent crimes and such. So it's been really effective, not just in, the area of stolen vehicles and such, but it's, reduction of crime throughout the spectrum.
Yeah, Chief, I was thinking about that because I know some crime migrates, right? And obviously people right. start looking and driving around looking for new areas that where they can find victims. So whether it originates in the city of St. Louis or St. Louis County or Jefferson County or St. Charles County, it spreads. Right. So having a regional approach to that, I mean, my question is, why haven't we done this a lot sooner?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I know that when we get together with our colleagues in St. Louis County, they have the same problems. And like you said, it's just as St. Louis is an economic driver, it also drives the crime rate too. So when we go back to to COVID, we go back to some that we had some prosecutorial issues down in St. Louis before. We struggled with crime then. That drove crime throughout our region. It spread into all of our counties. I think that's why we saw the spike. And just to take a regional approach and collaborate all of our resources, I think it's going to be a good solution.
Yeah. And so it's in effect right now. Is that correct?
It is. Yeah, it is. It's starting up right now. We should see it kind of wind up over the next month or so. And then as we get it up and running, we want to continue to involve those other municipalities. Right now, we're starting the western side of St. Louis County and, you know, with St. Louis County Police and a lot of the other municipalities that are on the western side. And then as we continue to grow, we'll kind of spread through St. Louis County, hopefully eventually collaborate with the city of St. Louis, and we can hopefully make a difference.
Yeah, so the city is not currently part of this task force?
Not yet.
Okay.
And there's other municipalities that aren't there yet, but we're talking to them. Everybody wants to lower crime. Every community, you know, wants to lower crime, and we don't want community members as victims. So, but yeah, we eventually, that is our goal, to try to take in the entire region. So,
Chief, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for filling us in.
All righty. Thank you.
We will talk soon. That is the chief out there in Lake St. Louis, Krista Giuseppe, giving us a glimpse of this morning. I thought the city was already involved, but I guess maybe they'll be brought in on it a little later.
I hope so.
And we got communities using drones to do
Maryland
traffic
Heights.
Enforcement.
Yep.
Woo! And that's got some people hot, does it?
A little bit.
It's hard. They'll have to put a new thing on Waze where you can report drone activity.
Oh, gosh.
I'm just saying. That's what I'm expecting to happen next. Coming up, we'll get to former Senator John Lamping on the fix for Amendment 3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.